Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. I hope as you listen today, you will be uplifted, motivated, or inspired in your continued pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. As promised, today I will be sharing a personal experience in continuation of what I shared in my last podcast. Coming out of that episode was scenarios where God gave simple instructions that appeared bizarre to the man who has no knowledge and understanding of faith, but it worked the miracle for those who believed. And so parallel to that, I want to share my own personal experience, how God came through for me miraculously, leaving no room for self-glorification or credit on my part, but to show me his glory, that once I exercise my faith, he will always come through, because faith is the activating code or the key that unlocks the door to possibilities, to miracles, to new opportunities, to whatever it is we need from God. And so it was the year 2001 when I was at home alone with my thoughts, unemployed, broke. I began crying on my knees for God's help to finish school, because by then I had already dropped out of school in the year 1995. My father decided that it was no longer necessary to send me to school because I was not that child that he hoped for me to be, and I was probably beyond help in his eyes. This is not to bash my father or to criticize or anything, but it's a part of my story. I have to mention it so that it can be placed into perspective to what I'm about to share. So I never got to graduate, and I did not do those exams that will matriculate me into university. So I went on my own somewhere in my teens, and I had to start working early. But it was not until I became a part of the faith that I went on my knees and cried to God for the help that I need to lift myself up off my face, because I was indeed on my face. And so I remember crying profusely on my knees for the help to go back to school, to get a good job, and not just any job, but a job at a bank. I was very specific with God, and I asked him to help me to deal with the pain that was in my heart, the anger from all the mistreatment and the negative words that were spoken to me. While I had all the physical necessities as a child, I lacked the emotional health, such as hugs and kisses and I love yous, and that you, my child, will one day win or one day become that which you were created to be. Those were very lacking. I starved for words of positivity and affirmation. And so I was at a very low place that day when I was on my knees. I cried so hard from the very bottom of my belly, I cried. I was alone, and so I had that opportunity, and I was happy I had that opportunity, because sometimes you really need to be alone where there's no one else to really pour your heart to God. And can I just say this? I don't know if you're not yet a believer, but I can tell you this. Though you may not have the opportunity to touch God right now, He is very present. He hears your prayers, and He will answer if you believe in your heart that He's hearing what you're praying. He will come through. He may not come through immediately, but He will come through. And so when I was on my knees, I fell into a light sleep. And while I was there, I distinctly heard a voice whispered Psalm 20. I immediately jumped up and grabbed my Bible to see what this Psalm 20 was about. And allow me to read it to you so I don't take away from the powerful words that came through, because it was as if God Himself was speaking through the page of this psalm. It says, "May the Lord answer you when you are in distress." Do you see the power of this text just by the first line? Because you know already that I was in distress. And here is it, the words coming through in this very book that was whispered to me in my subconscious. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May the Lord grant all your requests. And so when I read it, I became immediately excited because it was as if God was speaking directly in response to what I was praying earlier. And so I believed something was going to happen for me soon. When the next day came, being a Friday, I started searching through the Yellow Pages. For those of you who are not familiar with that term, it's that book that enlists all the companies or business places with their addresses and telephone numbers. Maybe it's called something else in your region, but anyways. So I started searching through the Yellow Pages to determine which school I was going to enroll in, because that was my immediate need. I said, Lord, I need to go back to school to get an excellent job, specifically a job at a bank. While I was searching, I got an impression in my heart again, IAE. So I said, IAE? And so I went through the directory to see what that is, and it was Institute of Academic Excellence. And so sure enough, I gave them a call. I remember a lady picked up, and so I inquired of her when the next school term will begin and how much do I need as deposit. She told me the school term would start the next Monday and that I needed an amount of $3,000 to start. The Sunday evening, one day before school, a young man from my church who was also newly introduced into the faith came by the house. He knew my sister and my roommate with whom I was living at the time. So when he stepped through the gate, he asked, is everything okay? You know, we Caribbean people, we have this sense of pride. If we don't trust you or we're not close to you, we're gonna tell you, yes, all is well, even when our world is falling apart. Mark you, everybody is not like that. I'm talking about typical Caribbean people. There's always exception to the rule. After I told him all is well, we sat down and I remember my roommate came out and we three chatted together a little bit. And then my roommate went in and then a little after that he decided to leave. And then when he got up, it was as if God impressed upon his heart to ask me again, are you okay? I paused and said, you know, I need to start school tomorrow, which would have been the Monday, but I need $3,000 to borrow. If you loan this to me, I will get it back to you as soon as I'm able. He says, okay, I will try. And of course, I indicated to him that I need it early the next morning. When I got the loan, I started school. And in the same week, I got a phone call from a lady who attended my church, who said to me, hey, I have a son who needs supervision when the bus drops him off from school. I need for someone to ensure that his homework is done and he eats something and freshen up before going to bed. I was able to do my homework while he did his. And from that little money I got, I joined what was called Partner Ann. For those of you who are not familiar with that term, it's like a pool of people coming together, let's say seven of us, and each of us throws $1,000 every week, hypothetically. For every week, each person will get $7,000 until everyone gets their draw in subsequent weeks. And so I believe I got my draw the second or the third week, and with that I was able to pull through school. So while I was attending school, there was no room for failure. And so I wrote on a piece of paper prayerfully. I said, Lord, I need a 1 in math. I'll take a 2 in English, because by then I was on my second teacher. And in addition to that, I never thought I was articulate enough to even ask for one. So I said to the Lord, I'll take a 2 in English, but I need a 1 also in Principles of Business, abbreviated POB, and a 1 in Office Procedure, abbreviated OP. For those of you who don't understand the grading system in Jamaica, a 1 means distinction, you're at your best result. And if you get a 2, of course you're good. A 3 is average, 4 you fail. So this was my requests to God. And I also said to him, well, I opened up the word to Matthew 21 verse 22, which says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. It did not say some things, neither did it say you may receive. It says all things, underline that word, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. So we see here two parties involved with two conditions. God being one party with coming through with whatsoever we ask in prayer. And then there's us, the second party, and our duty is to believe. In my previous episode, I did mention to you several scenarios where God came through for his people miraculously just by them obeying simple instructions. And as I go along, you'll see that God miraculously came through for me only because I had faith. So the underlining principle here, or the power of it all, is just the faith. So I said to the Lord, I will do my part. I will study and practice my math, and then you will do the rest. And every day I ask God for the one in math, the two in English, the one in POB, the one in OP. And I did my part. Came home from school, did my studies, practiced my math, which was my favorite subject, and just went about life diligently. 2 weeks before the exam, God impressed upon my heart, stop asking, start giving thanks. It's like he was saying, praise me in advance, because when you praise in advance, you believe, you know it's gonna happen, and you're thanking him for it. So I said, thank you, Lord, for the one in math. Thank you for the two in English. Thank you for the one in POB and the one in OP. And if you listen to my previous podcast, when I talked about the Jericho story, the children of Israel, while they went around the city, just by marching, that's all they need to do, and sing. The priests were ahead of the army and the Ark of the Covenant. And the seven priests that were ahead blew trumpets. And for me, that symbolizes singing, praising, worshiping, entertaining a spirit of gratitude and thankfulness, hopefulness, jubilance, because you know that God is on it. You know that he's going to work it out. They never knew that the world would tumble down just by them going around it, but God says that was instruction that came, and the world tumbled down and they inherited blessings. That is what God wants to do for us. If we move in faith, if we just entertain a spirit of gratitude, pray for what we want, believe that he's working, and just be hopeful and entertain a spirit of thankfulness, and he will surely come through. And so I began to thank God ahead of time. When the exam time came, by then I was doing four, of course, you know. Prior to that, I did one while I was in my work years. I never went to school, but I just did accounting because I was good at accounting and I liked it, and I got a 2. So I already had that under my belt. When the exam time came, I never finished any of these exams. And so I said to the Lord, I don't know if I performed up to the grade level I ask you for, but whatever happens, do not allow me to fail. But you see, when God is going to do the miracle, he's going to leave no room for you to gratify yourself. He's going to leave no room for you to gloat. He's going to leave no room for you to say, I have done this in my wisdom. He and he alone is going to get all the glory, the honor, the power, the dominion that is due unto him. And so I waited for the results to come out. And when it did, my principles of business teacher called me on the phone to say, you can come and pick up your results. When I got to the school, there were 3 people in the reception area: the POB teacher, the principal, and the receptionist. The results was handed to me by the principal himself. And when I opened it, I said, excuse me, I have to use the bathroom immediately. When I got there, I fell on my knees in instantaneous tears of gratitude to God for answering my prayers with such specifics. He gave me the one in the math, the two in the English, the one in the POB, the one in the OP. I was in a state of astonishment and awe. I said, God, who is like unto you? This experience was what catapulted my faith to know that any move I made, God will not fail. Can I tell you, I have made moves upon moves. I'm talking about faith moves since then. And for each one of them, God has never failed. I mean, never. When I bought my first two cars, I never saw all the money. When I started university, I never had all the money. When I decided to go to the US to study, I never had all the money. When I bought my home, I never had any money. I will share those experiences with you as time goes by. But I will say this, months after receiving my results, I got a job at a bank. God indeed came through on his promise in Psalm 20. I hear your prayer. I see you in your distress, and I will send you help from where I am. And I will grant you according to your request. God likes when you're specific with him, because when you're specific with God, when he comes through, you will be at a greater awe than when you generalize. You will say, but I pray for this specifically. And no one understands this, that when you read Psalm 20, the words that come through those pages is just as powerful for you as it was for me. Because though the Bible was written many years ago, it is mysteriously powerful today. It is applicable to each of us if we own in on it, if we hide it in our hearts, if we stand on it, because God cannot lie. It is impossible for God to lie. He says, I'm not like man that I should lie, or the son of man that I should repent, which means he's not like man who has sin. He is perfect. He is holy. He is God of his word. You can stand on the word. The word of God is powerful, I tell you, my friend. Get to know God through his word. He will not fail you, I guarantee you, when you operate in faith. Paul the apostle drank poison and he wasn't dead because he had such a faith connection with God. You can have poison in your body and live because you're connected with the one who gives life, the one who's able to do the impossible, the one who's able to preserve life. And whatever you believe, you can achieve. So my word to you today, go forward with what you have. Put your right foot forward. The entire way don't have to be paved before you make that move. Whatever you have in your hand, go forward with that. And God will open up the way for you because he rewards faith. You will not fail. Though the experience may feel fearful, just move with the fear. It's okay to be fearful. Fear is a real human emotion that we can't deny. We all have fear. It doesn't matter who we are. We all have fears, or we handle the fear that makes the difference. Go forward with what you have and God will reward your faith. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Reflection. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.